Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. I'd like now to welcome Emily Crawford. She's PR director at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Good morning.
So we haven't had you on the air before. You're relatively new at the Lenzic, and I thought it would be a nice time to just do a little bit of letting people know what the Lenzic is. Everybody thinks it's a big, giant, super wealthy performing arts center in Santa Fe. It's actually a nonprofit that's struggling along just like the rest of us, that does a lot of presenting and then letting other people present there as well.
Right, that's correct. We are a nonprofit performing arts center, and we do our own presentations, but in addition, obviously we're a venue for all of the other performing arts communities here in Santa Fe, and we do a lot of community sponsorships. And that's something that we really believe in strongly. And so this summer, what I wanted to talk to you about was a sneak preview. We have a lot of community stuff coming up in June, and a lot of really cool things going on. So we can do a little sneak preview if you want.
Yeah, let's do a little sneak preview. Lori Anderson is going to be here, and that's a benefit for the Santa Fe Art Institute. And it's also just a great event. Tell us, what do you know about Lori Anderson? I remember her from the 80s.
What she's going to be performing is a piece called Burning Leaves, a retrospective songs and stories. And this is going to be a solo performance by Lori, and it's going to be spoken word, a little bit of music, and I believe some poetry taken from some of her one-woman shows.
Right.
So if you're a big fan of Lori, it's going to be like a piece together of several of her smaller pieces.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so that's it's a very cool event. That's also a Lenzic community sponsorship, because we really want to support the Santa Fe Art Institute.
Right.
So we're giving them a sponsorship for that event. So.
And I think that's on the 8th of June, and then there's also a lecture the next day.
The next day there's a Lori Anderson workshop, which is going to be a Q&A and a lecture demonstration.
Uh-huh.
I can only imagine what a lecture demonstration is with Lori Anderson. The next day, and it's $10. So, you know, if you can't make the show, you can definitely still get a glimpse the next morning.
Right, right. So what else is happening in our little sneak preview section here?
Well, if I can plug something that's happening in May, on May 8th, this is a very cool co-presentation between the Lenzic and the Outpost Performance Space. We're having Amir El-Safar. He's a classical and jazz trumpeter, and he is doing a very cool new performance called Two Rivers. And he's part Iraqi, and so he had gone to Iraq to study the musical traditions. His father is Iraqi, and he's come back and he's put together this suite of music that combines the traditional Iraqi vocal traditions with classical jazz.
Oh my goodness.
And it's supposed to be fantastic. It's supposed to be very, very, very cool. So, and then he's the only person doing something in this genre, this, you know, sort of new fusion genre. So that's going to be very cool. That's on Friday, May 8th, here at the Lenzic. In addition, what else do we have coming up? Well, in June, we have a benefit for the Little Earth School with the guitarist Otmar Liebert and Luna Negra. You know, he's a local Santa Fe guy.
Local and international.
Yeah, local and international. So if you're into guitar stuff or flamenco, Nuevo Flamenco stuff, that's definitely a show you don't want to miss. And then on June 6th, we're having a really interesting event with Little Globe. Which I should also mention, you know, that's the couple of Bing.
Right.
And Bing is going to be opening up for Amir El-Safar on May 8th. So we have a little bit of a connection
here. So Molly
Sturgis
and Chris Jonas.
Yes.
Not only amazing musicians, but very strong community members doing all kinds of just incredibly profound and interesting work.
Absolutely. So their event on June 6th is going to include some of their performance works that they're doing with Cuba High School and Cuba,
New Mexico.
Cuba, New Mexico.
Not Havana.
Right. So that's going to be a very cool event with film, music, spoken word. And so if you're interested in art and community and, you know, building bridges across the boundaries that divide us kind of thing, I think you want to come to that event. And of course, David Byrne's coming. So
David Byrne is coming.
I thought everyone already knew that, so I wasn't even going to cover that. But David Byrne is coming.
Yeah, you must. When's he going to be here?
He's going to be here June 17th.
And that's, of course, David Byrne, for those of you who are under the age of 10, was famous in the Talking Heads, again, in the 80s, and has spent a lot of his life, really the 70s, I guess. When was the Talking Heads? Somewhere around there. And has made an incredible living for himself and brought a great deal of joy to others through his record label that has been publishing music from all over the world, a lot of so-called world music, Brazilian and...
sweeping across the genres.
Yeah, really. All
of everything.
It's sort of what Latin America and African, a little bit of everything.
Yeah. He's really exciting. And what's interesting about that show that I think is funny is a lot of the most expensive tickets have sold out first because all of the big David Byrne fans were the first ones to line up. And all of the front row seats are gone.
That's
but you can
great.
Still get some stuff in the on the sides and up in the balcony.
They want to see him sweat.
Yeah, they want to get sweated on, perhaps. David Byrne.
That's always fun.
I should also mention we're having the 4th annual New Mexico Jazz Fest.
Right.
That's coming up in July. You can check out all of the details. I'm not going to get into it here because there's too many really to mention on newmexicojazzfestival.org.
And that is a tradition that evolved from the Santa Fe Jazz Festival, and we hear a lot of the musicians from the New Mexico Jazz Festival on KSFR because we do so much jazz on this station from 9 until noon, and then from 1 until 3 every day, many hours of jazz every weekday.
Right. So if you're a jazz head, you should come check that out. There's also going to be a cool, free event at the Santa Fe Bandstand on July 14th, and that's kind of going to be the kickoff. So there are some cool, free events as well, so that's going to be really fun.
Free we like.
Yeah, free's good.
And the Santa Fe Bandstand is amazing. That happens on the plaza.
It's going to be so fun.
Is there something happening at the Lensic too?
Yes, we have a date on the 17th, and we also have a date on the 19th.
And so is that all local music? No, they bring people in from out of town too.
Yes, one of the big names is a jazz master, Jimmy Heath. I'm very excited to see this guy. He has played with Miles Davis, John Coltrane. I mean, he's played with everyone. He's 82. And he's still rocking it hardcore. So he's going to be at the Lensic on July 19th.
And may we all be rocking it hardcore when we're 82.
I hope so. You know, he had a big band, one of his big bands in the late 40s in Philadelphia. He was in his early 20s. This is in the late 40s. And in his band was John Coltrane and all some of the greatest jazz players of that time. So he's kind of a legend. So if you're into jazz, definitely check that out. And then... you know, Lensic Presents is a Lensic Presents performance where the Lensic is actually putting this on. We are putting on the Jazz Festival, too, of course, with Outpost Performance Space and the Santa Fe Jazz Foundation.
Whereas some of the concerts and things that happen there are presented by other presenters,
groups.
other groups, and they use the Lensic, rent it, whatever,
exactly.
for themselves. But then you present the... what are some of the Lensic Presents things?
We have a Lensic Presents in August. It's going to be a benefit as well for the Lensic. It's Patricia Rosette, the opera star, super diva, not diva. I mean, she's a diva, and she doesn't act like a diva.
Right.
So she's one of those wonderful divas where you can really dig her because she's a nice person.
Right.
And she's going to do a one-night-only show. At the Lensic. She's here this summer for the Santa Fe Opera. She's going to be in, I think, something called The Letter. It's going to be a world premiere.
Oh, right. That's one
it's
of the operas
very cool.
that's coming up. Yeah, actually, every Monday, and here's a little preview for my show, every Monday in the month of June, we're going to be speaking of the 5 Santa Fe operas. So there's 5 Mondays in June, and each one of them, the whole show will be devoted to one of the operas of the Santa Fe Opera with Desiree Mays, who writes the book Opera Unveiled, which
Fantastic.
Comes out every year. So that's we're looking forward to that.
Oh, great. So along that line, Patricia agreed to come to the Lensic for a one-night show, and she's not going to be singing opera. So this is a chance to see an amazing singer sing. She's going to sing songs out of the Great American Songbook.
Oh, wow.
So she's one of the opera stars who doesn't just do opera, and she's very excited, actually, about the opportunity to sort of show off her other...
The opportunity?
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, the opportunity. And as well, she's going to be singing some Caribbean songs. So I think that's going to be really, really cool. And we have the tickets start at $25. So it's a good opportunity to see an amazing singer and also to support the Lensic because it's a benefit for us.
Now, that makes me want to mention the fact that the Lensic is a nonprofit, and you can be a member of the Lensic just as you can of any other nonprofit group.
Right, that's correct. And I should explain, you know, it's not just that we're nonprofit, but the reason why we need your support actually is because we give discounts to all of the other groups that use our venue. We don't just, they do rent it from us, but they rent it at a rental price that is extremely, extremely discounted. So, I mean, it's more than half off. So we're sort of underwriting all of those shows so that people can keep their ticket prices down.
Right.
And so that people like the Little Earth School, the Santa Fe Art Institute, the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, the Chamber Music, the Symphony. So everyone has a place to come and do their awesome performances. So you can be a member of the Lensic. Membership start at $50 to become a member. A friend is $100 and up. But we take anything. I mean, whatever.
As we do during the KSFR fun drive, $5 people come
sure.
in, kids come in with their allowance and so on.
Well, sure.
Emily Crawford is the public relations person at the Lensic, and it's wonderful to have you in Santa Fe. And
oh, thank
it's
you.
It's wonderful to have you here talking about all these things that are happening at the Lensic. Anything else before we go?
I should also probably plug the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival that happens
yes.
every August. So it's not too far away to start thinking about that. It's the 16th through the 24th.
And that happens at multiple venues, including, but not limited to, the Lensic.
Including the Lensic, you're right. And also, I should also tell you, we just put our summer calendar to bed print-wise, and it's being shipped here next week. So if you would like to have a calendar, a color calendar that shows every single event happening at the Lensic, you can come by the Lensic anytime during the day and pick one up. And so you know what's coming up.
And you can also go to lensic.org and find out what's going on there. And by the way, there's this wonderful box office that handles the ticket sales of many events that aren't happening at the Lensic, that are happening
right.
at James A. Little and all sorts of other places.
Yeah, that's Ticket Santa Fe. It's our community box office. I think most people know now that Santa Fe has a community box office. And the Ticket Santa Fe, you know, they run so many different events. They work with so many people. They take so many calls. And I just want to give a shout out to the people in the box office because they work really, really,
yeah,
really
they're
hard.
Amazing.
They do. And you can go to ticketssantafe.org if you want to, you know, ever buy tickets. But we're happy to take your calls too and your walk-ups.
Emily Crawford, thanks so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a little break right now. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.